Speaking of sad people, I want to talk about Big Fatty and these shows that you're making us watch on television. I am appalled, I have to say. These new game shows that are on TV, I don't know about this. What have we got? Let's discuss. We have the $100,000 pyramid. Now, the only reason to like this show is because of the absolutely fantastic format of this game. It is one of the most interesting, most fun versions of a game show ever, as you can tell, because it's had fantastic success. And this one is pretty good too. I'm in favor of this one, although some of the guests are just so goofy and dumb and useless. I feel so sorry for... Did you know they had on there Snoop Dogg? What a disaster that was. Snoop Dogg giving words, guessing words. Ugh, absolutely terrible. And that stupid Dr. Ken. Everyone seems like they take a hit of crack or cocaine or something before they go on stage. They're all over, super energetic because, you know, these stars are such so much fun and happy and amazing people. They must be on all the time. So they're all jerking off to each other and they're not paying attention to the game. They're not playing the game, they're just playing their characters.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, what a disaster that was. Big Fatty giving words, guessing words.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2221 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the tooth of August 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and there was some kids in the Villa mailbox. Hello, Andersonites. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all not going to play the celebration of exiting the birthday of the birth canal music because this person don't listen. But y'all, today too, I say Tuesday the tooth. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Mr. Anderson. Big Fatty, who the hell is that? That's Mr. Anderson, the other half of the driver. Big Fatty, he just bought a new car. It's true. And Big Fatty sold one also. Well, I bet you Mr. Anderson had something to do with that. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it's Mr. Anderson's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the FaceSpace. Big Fatty, I don't either. But y'all, if nothing else, send the fan driver a message to pass along your wishes and cake to Mr. Andy. Big Fatty, do you think the Fade driver will run out and get some cake? He'll do any excuse to get in the car. He'll do it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I meant to tell you when I was talking about the weekend yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty, you forgot to tell them you did shopping. It's true, I did. Y'all, first of all, went to the Sam's Club and got some petroleum. $1.70 a gallon for petroleum. Big Fatty, that's good. And, y'all, then I went into the Sam's Club and I didn't spend a whole lot. Y'all, I got some boneless poke ribs, and they didn't have the good coffee, but I got some chewing gum. We were out of chewing gum in the coal mine, so I picked up some of that, and it seems like there was something else I got, too. Yes, Big Fatty, it does seem like there was something else. I don't remember what... Oh, I got a rotisserie chicken. Yes, Big Fatty. And a couple other things, but... they don't come to mind, Big Fatty. But y'all, after that, y'all, my sofa, my settee, Here at the villa, it's kind of a faux leather, and y'all, I had the same problem with my big armchair that matched all of this, that I got at the Rooms to Go. Y'all don't buy your furniture at the Rooms to Go. It's just there's a reason it's inexpensive. It's because it's cheap. Yes, Big Freddy. The leather had started to fray and come off in little pieces and all, and y'all, it was just beginning to look, it was just looking white trash. Big Freddy, white trash. They had a furniture store, the Ashley Furniture Company, and y'all, I'd never been in the store, and it was right there near the Sam's Club, so y'all, I decided I'd go by there, and I went in, and a nice lady met me at the door, and I said, I'd like to just see, I'm just looking today, but I'd like to see what your best deal in the store is on a sofa. And she says, right this way, Big Freddy. And y'all, she took me back, and she took me to, it's not a leatherette or a leather sofa. I kind of decided that I don't want that. I want something with a little, to give a little color here at the villa. So y'all, she took me back, and this is it's called the microfiber or whatever. It's what my new, armchair recliner is made of, and y'all, I really like it. And she says I bought this exact sofa for my parents, and they love it, and it's not a problem with cleaning. She says my little daughter got I don't remember what she said got on there, but she says it cleaned right up with a Clorox wipe. You could choose your color of your fabric and everything. So y'all, but, and then she says, now, Bergherder, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but, you can sometimes, the www offers, this particular sofa, cheaper online than they do at the store. And I said, well, I think that I will take that advice, and I'll go home and check it out. And I said, but I will definitely come back, because I'm gonna be in the market for a new mattress, in the next couple of years or whatever. And anyway, she's just very nice, and she gave me her card. And y'all, I came home to the villa, and y'all, the sofa was $100 cheaper. $100 cheaper online, and online. And so y'all, I bought it because I'd already seen what it looked like, and I laid down on it, and it was real comfortable, and I was just real pleased with it. So y'all, it is going to be delivered this coming Saturday. And they're going to call me and let me know when to expect it then. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, then Sunday evening after I recorded, y'all talked to the hats for a little while. And y'all, then I popped open a bottle of that Moose Pea wine. Yes, Big Freddy. And you slept like a baby. The whole bed was covered in baby. It did not poop the bed. No, Big Freddy. Y'all had clean sheets that night. And y'all, it was just lovely.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got an e-letter today. And y'all, it is from that Patty Bacon. And y'all, I thought I'd just read it to you. It says the subject is back from hell. A solid 6 minutes of content for you, Big Freddy. You need it. And it says, "Ole, Big." Yo, that's hello backwards. It says, "It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Nidrabah." That's Aberdeen. North Dakota, I know it's truly been a month of Sundays since I e-lettered, but you'll understand why in a bit. It seems all the bacons have gone AWOL. You see, I have this cousin named Kathy, Kathy Bacon. I'm exactly 1 week older than her, and I'm also straight. I'm not sure where she is, but I have been to hell and back. So here's my story. I was getting a bit restless in Nidraba, and after listening to Christina and Nicole and TJ and that ancient dwarf Bitsy Carbuncle talk talk about theater so much, I was bitten, I say, by the acting bug. Now this bug is a little different than the Zika bug. Instead of shrinking your head, a bite from the acting bug makes your head ginormous. It also gives you diarrhea of the mouth. It also gives you diarrhea of the mouth, where you think you're an expert on any topic, especially law and politics, and must bulldoze people with your opinion at all times. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. I went to my local Greyhound terminal and asked for a ticket to Hollyweird. I boarded the coach and rode for days and days. When I finally arrived in Hollyweird, I looked around for everywhere for that Hollyweird line land sign, the Capitol Records building, and the Oriental Theater with the vandalized cement, but I did I find them? No! There weren't even mountains or hills around, just little houses and some rock hard casino. What a dirty name for a den of sin. Finally, I found someone who told me I was in Hollyweird, Florida. Yes, big Florida, the Lord's waiting room. Hell on planet Earth, America's uncircumcised flaccid penis. Who knew there was more than one Hollyweird? So I was stuck there with no job, and I was down to my last few dollars. I was wandering around aimlessly and ended up in Fort Lauderdale. Well, I needed a refreshment, so I walked into Lester's Diner. You know Lester stole his sign from Mel's Diner in Phoenix? First, that guy in Walnut Hills still steals Beth Howland's identity, and now his diner... this diner still steals Mel's sign. CBS can't catch a break. Anyway, I was telling my waitress my tale of woe, and she said that Lester was hiring. I'm not proud and will do what it takes to survive, so I started my career as a food liaison expert. Unfortunately, we bacons sometimes have difficulty with authority figures. We aren't intentionally difficult, but we ask questions because we want to understand the motivations of our superiors so we can use our skills to best do what they really need us to do. But I'll tell you, that Lester, there's no way I could work with him. He is such a sarcastic little dummy. He tries to look intelligent with his round glasses, but he's a dummy, I tell you. I tried so hard to understand him and connect with him, but he was just such a dummy. I couldn't get through to him. He had an assistant, and I tried to enlist his help as an ambassador, but he just seemed interested in rubbing Lester's back and neck. I tried so hard, and one day I just snapped. I snapped like a woman in a Lifetime television for women and gay men movie. After... Yeah, this is the first time I've read this. After hearing so much about termites in Florida from the saltwater taffy program, I grabbed a bunch of them and threw them at Lester. They went a little nuts and just like me and managed to eat off one of his hands before Truly Nolan arrived to spray him down. I was hauled off to jail and charged with assault, cruelty to animals, and attempted murder. Sadly for me, when I was first brought to jail, I was very briefly the star of the puppet show I've heard you talk about at the horror. I have been doing bagel exercises ever since to tighten up. Lucky for me, I had a famous quick-thinking lawyer. Her name rhymes with car phones, who was able to argue and prove what a dummy Lester is, and I was able to plea bargain down to a charge of destruction of property. I was sentenced to restitution and community service. I wore my orange jumpsuit and picked up debris along Alligator Alley for a few weeks. Some of the debris was falling from the trees and was easily carved into a new hand for Lester. So that took care of my restitution. I'm glad to be back home in Nidraba, and if I ever get bitten by the acting bug again, I think I will stay local. I'd much rather be the Grand Dame of North Dakota theater anyway. Just like Bukkake in Buffalo. Toodles, Patty. And y'all, honest to hydrogen, if you goggle a picture of Lester's Diner, it is exactly the same. It is exactly the same sign as Mel's Diner. Y'all, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable, I say. And y'all then, it says, P.S., Lester and his assistant are no strangers to the penile system. And y'all, then there's a YouTube video that I just watched. And y'all, I'll post that in the show notes for today. Patty, thank you so much for the big fatty. Thank you so much for the e-letter, and I'm glad you're back in the North Dakota, where you're most comfortable. Yes, Big Betty.
Make a wish.
Yeah, I see y'all over the weekend. I got a postcard from that Peter G, and y'all on the front of it. It is a the Olympic Marmot. It's from that Peter G, and it says, Herbert Ready, I got excited when I saw this beaver, only it's not a beaver. What can I say? I'm not a beaver expert. Love that Peter G. Big Fatty, it looks like a beaver. Well, evidently the Olympic Marmot. It must be a cousin of the beaver that is a week younger than the beaver, and is also of the beaver family. Betty is sitting. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I had another card here, but y'all, I'm out of time. I'm just out of time for today. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Don't forget, you've only got 1 week now to get your cards and your cashews in the mail to Dr. Stone. You know, on the 9th. It's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old Faye Driver from the Pink Wing Nuts, and Faye Driver, what would you think if Big Fatty was on the pyramid?
Big Fatty, what a disaster that was. Big Fatty giving words, guessing words.
Oh, I do.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.